Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We endured deadlock in Manchester last night. Next week, the rumble in the Bernabeu will decide who goes to Milan for the UEFA Champions League final. Tonight, Bayern Munich are in the Spanish capital to take on Atletico.
Look at this from Niguez. He's gone past three of them. He's going to score, is he? Yes, he is! What a brilliant solo goal from Saúl Niguez!
Felipe, a good result today, of course. Good team performance as well. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, we are really happy, but we know that nothing is done yet. This tie is totally open. I could say that's 50-50 because we know that their home in Munich, they're really strong. They play wider, the pitch is really fast, and they're going to have a lot of chances. So I think we have to be humble at this time and give everything we have in to be in the best level to reach that final that is our dream.
We're joined by Rio Ferdinand, Owen Hargreaves, who of course won the Champions League with Bayern Munich, and Ian Wright. Boy, they're tough to beat, Rio, aren't they?
No, this was a great performance. This is a team that you can see are coached. You can see that the training methods are really just brought out into the stadium onto match day, and fully deserved. And what a goal to settle this game here. But it sets it up lovely for the game over in Germany.
Much better second half Bayern Munich, but still couldn't manage to get that all-important away goal, Owen.
Well, they were better, but they could have played for another 2 days. They probably wouldn't have scored. I mean, that's how good that Atletico defence is. And they've taken two of the best teams we've seen in a long time, Barcelona and Bayern Munich, and made them look incredibly ordinary. I mean, they just suffocate great teams. And you have to say compliment to their hard work and determination.
And they'll do the same, of course, in Munich.
Well, we know that they can do that because they've done it in the second half of this game. They pressed them very high in the first half. And in the second half, they just let Bayern come onto them. And like Owen said there, they look like they could have played till tomorrow. They might not have scored, but it is very, very finely poised for the next game.
But you see there, they work hard. 118 kilometres there, distance covered. Surpassed Bayern's team doing that. This team, the work ethic, and you can see that they've bought in to what the manager puts out onto the training pitch. They want to do it. They see that it's got an end product. They see that there's success at the end of the tunnel if they work and if they listen. And I mean, this is a team. Yeah. I just love seeing a team that you can see they've been coached and it comes out onto the pitch. It's great.
I'm not just saying this because, obviously, for my affinity, but there's a little bit of Leicester about them, the Spanish Leicester, if you like.
100%. I'm surprised somebody hasn't come up with it before. They defend incredibly deep. They're super organised. They hit teams on the counter-attack and they're just probably a little more, technically a little bit better version, but I think they play incredibly similarly. They're hard to break down and they punish teams on the counter-attack.
But you say that, I think that when you look at Fernando Torres, you can see if they could have had a younger model of him, how, like Leicester have got Vardy, how they could get out even better than they do, because I don't think he'd done anything tonight to help them get out or stretch Bayern Munich or anything.
Mm. But the great thing about this team is they've got another dimension. They can play in a different way.
Yeah.
Like we saw tonight, we said it earlier, they in the first half, they came out and they met Bayern Munich high up the pitch. Yeah. The other game, relaxed, stayed back,
even
waited.
In the two halves, they played entirely different kind of tactics. Kind of,
but I think the interesting thing for them is, you know, a lot of teams, we all talk about possession, but the fact of the matter is, you don't need a lot of possession to be effective. You know, they only 30% possession, but they were able to win this game quite comfortably, I thought. I thought they were the better team and deserved to win. Mm.
Good stuff. It's crazy because over two legs in the last game against Barca,
30% possession.
Exactly 30% yeah. possession and still won the game. So they're comfortable sitting there and just
soaking it up,
and then hitting you on the counter. I mean, it's a great team to watch.
Look, it's not over. I think obviously Atletico were the better team today, but Bayern, one goal, I'm just not sure if it's enough going to Munich. I think they could suffer there. But if there's one team that can defend well, it's Atletico.
That's your Bayern hat on.
No, it's not.
No, but if you look at the recent results, Bayern have struggled away from home generally in the knockout stages in this competition. But at home, they're pretty formidable.
You'd have to say that Müller will probably play at home.
I think he might.
I don't think that they could take a chance and not playing someone like Müller.
I mean, you know Munich really well. You know the situation there, what the fans are like, the supporters. Will there be a lot of criticism in the fact that he's left Müller out in this game and they haven't scored?
Massively. I think there'll be a lot of criticism, especially with him leaving. I think there's the way that was handled. I think there was a little bit of frustration, I think, within the club. But I think even Alonso playing today, I'm not sure they really needed him. I thought Vidal's been one of their best players in the past couple of months. He's been playing in that deeper role. Just didn't think they needed him today. And in those crucial moments when he needs to win a tackle, he didn't. I think if Vidal and Thiago would have been enough and Müller could have played as a number 10.
Mm. And we were enthusing about Atletico's the way they can adapt their tactics for different circumstances. I suppose they'll play really deep, I suspect.
You'd have thought so, yeah, because they obviously started the game and said, listen, if we get something by putting pressure on them right up in their and win the ball in their third and nick a goal like they did, really good goal, we have to say. Then the second half, they literally came out and just sat back.
And I suppose, I mean, 1-0 is delicately balanced, but if Torres finishes the chance that he has... And he hits the post.
That chance was textbook Atletico.
Yeah.
Exactly how they played, how we said they'd shape up. And all you needed at the end of that was a goal to cap it off. But what's great about this team is that their manager has just gone out on a limb there and said, I'm going to play my way. The trend was to play tiki-taka football, the Barcelona, Pep Guardiola style that everyone's trying to adopt. Not this man. Yeah. I've got my own style, my own identity, and my team are going to reflect
especially
what I'm about.
Especially in Spain, where pretty much all the teams play the same, don't they? With probably that's the one exception.
But I think one of the reasons, obviously, they play in his personality, but I think one of the reasons is he realised they're not a better footballing team than Barca Real. Could never be. So you need something different. And I think everybody forgets, you know, there's 22 players on a football pitch. There's only one ball. So if you don't have the ball, you need to find a way to win it back. I think Atletico do that incredibly well.
Bayern had their chances. They were much better in the second half overall, weren't they?
Bayern played really well in the second half. I mean, they dominated the game. Obviously, they were going to concede things, but David Alaba...
Wow.
He's just an exceptional player. I think he's far better as a left back.
I think they lacked quality. I think
they got
into decent areas, but when they got there, the quality was nothing that you imagine from Bayern.
They had about four or five half really good half chances. They hit him, everything went straight at the keeper. Oblak, I thought, was exceptional.
Super.
They hit everything straight at him. They didn't, you know, they needed a little tiny bit of luck, but Oblak was always in the right place. Made every save look really comfortable.
Good goalkeeper.
Yeah, really good goalkeeper.
14 clean sheets in the last 16 Champions League fixtures at the Vicente Calderon. That's quite a statistic.
That gives you a ridiculous amount of confidence. Yeah. When you walk out onto that pitch, the way you'd walk out there thinking, listen, we can take these on, no matter who we're playing against. I look around my back four, the guys in front of me, we can deal with these. And when you look at their shape, the way they're set up, and you can freeze frame a lot of their shapes at any point in the game when they're defending, and it's a unit. And that's the word that best describes this squad. They play with a unit on this pitch and a supreme confidence and willingness to defend.
It's funny, we talked to before the game, didn't we, about the strikers that this club have produced. But you look at goalkeepers as well. They've got a few, I mean, haven't they, over the last few years?
No question. I mean, you think about Courtois, but even Oblak. I mean,
and De Gea.
But even they were talking about, you know, recruitment, replacing these players, losing some of these top players and replacing them. They do an incredible job. And as much as this back four gets a lot of credit and Simeone for the way they play, every top team has a top goalkeeper. And Jan Oblak, for a 23-year-old, he's in that category, no question.
Yeah, he had a confidence. He's got an aura of confidence. I think Courtois had it when he was there.
Yeah.
It's almost like playing in front of a team like that who are set up like that. It enables the goalkeeper to have that confidence because they maybe get a little bit more time sometimes because the team that they're playing against are being delayed, and the ball comes in, but they've still got to be good enough to deal with it when it comes. But the confidence.
Talked about the ball coming in there. They also, I think Bayern had 28 crosses in the match, but didn't really trouble them because they're so well organised and so good at dealing with crosses.
You know, it looks like their tactics were to get the ball wide and cross, which we half expected before the game. So it leads you to start questioning, where is Müller?
Yeah.
Because this guy feeds off stuff like this. The ball, he's one of them guys
you
look at and you think, he's not this, he's not that, he's not quick, not strong. But he will just smell opportunities like this that come into the box.
Poor crosses, but again, then, you know, some of the times you looked in there, yes, you can see Martinez is joined in with Lewandowski there, but too many times is just one person in the box and not enough people in there.
Didn't work, did it?
And
didn't
poor
work
crosses,
at all for
Nothing worked, and I suppose you'll get criticised for it. Guardiola, I mean, a lot of expectation on him. Yes, he keeps winning the Bundesliga and most cup competition, but he hasn't won the Champions League with Bayern Munich. Obviously, he did it with Barcelona, but...
Well, look, it's not often he gets many things wrong. He's that good a coach. Yeah. I just didn't think, as good as Xabi Alonso is, just didn't think they need him to. You know you're going to dominate possession against Atletico, regardless of who plays. When he played in that position today, I think defensively he had an impact. And Thiago, you see him have a little bit of a moan up with him. Yeah. I think he was flustered because I think the game plan, he probably thought it was going to work better than it did. But it just never came off for Barnes at all.
I think the way that the whole situation's been dealt with him leaving and going to Manchester City, I think that's added pressure to the situation.
Yeah,
because people now are saying, you've got to win now because we know you're leaving, so you have to win. It's not almost, there's no element of surprise. He might stay, he might go. So the pressure's on.
Why would you leave out Muller? I mean, he doesn't normally. I mean, he always plays. His goal-scoring record is unbelievably good. What's he thinking?
I made a joke at the start to Owen. I said, he's left him out because he's got no. There's no comeback to him, is there? What are you going to say? Why'd you leave Muller out? Because I'm the manager and I wanted to leave him out. And the fact is that Muller is one of their best players. He's leaving next season. Why should he care what happens if he leaves Muller out now? It doesn't make no difference to him, you know. And I think it's terrible. It's terrible the way the whole situation's turned itself around with
Muller,
where it's gone with him.
And he's one of those great guys that's quiet in the dressing room. But because he's so humble, I think he'll take it well. But he'll be super annoyed. And in the press, I'm sure they'll make a massive meal of it. Because, he, as Rio said before, you think about leaving out Ronaldo, that Real Madrid team. He's that important to this Bayern Munich team. Yeah.
What about Diego Simeone? He keeps grinding out results, that organisation, his whole mentality, this incredible passion that he has on the touchline. It's phenomenal, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I love about him. I mean, seeing that passion, you see the fans, they just react off of this guy. He's not even on the pitch. He's the manager on the sidelines. And you see some managers sit there writing notes here and there. This guy is not interested in all that. He's interested in the here and now. Mm. My team seeing me up there, working the line and making sure that the passion transfers.
As players, ask you all this just briefly. Who would you sooner play for? What kind of character as a manager? Would you like that kind of bloke?
Simeone
for me.
Or would you
like a calm kind
Simeone.
Of guy? A Van Gaal, a Wenger? Or...
No, Simeone I'd like to.
Yeah, I bet you
he's
that
kicking,
kind of
he's kicking
himself,
every ball.
Right?
Yeah, I love Simeone. I love players like that. And Klopp.
Honestly,
Simeone,
yeah,
Klopp.
I would have loved to have Klopp. I mean, Mourinho. Otherwise I don't care. The managers don't impact me when I'm on the football pitch.
Yeah,
players have to do
just ignore them.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
And they're screaming. That's when you just turn the other way like that and you just carry on. Look over there. You don't listen to the manager until you get to the change room and they're in the fine space and he's on top of you.
How do you see it going over there? I suppose largely it depends. Doesn't it? I mean, let's go sneak a goal over there. It's going to be really hard because Bayern will need three.
They were better in the first half. Bayern better in the second half. And big difference between the two teams. Atletico took their chances. Bayern didn't do that. Everything went straight at Oblak. I think in Munich, Bayern will create a ton of chances. And I think they'll score more than one Bayern. So Atletico have to score there.
Mm. It's perfectly balanced. We endured deadlock in Manchester last night. Next week, the rumble in the Bernabeu will decide who goes to Milan for the UEFA Champions League final.
And that's it. And it's honours even after a very tactical and cagey 90 minutes here at the Etihad.
We play a very intense game, we defend very well. We tried to create till David was injured. After that, I think that we lost the ball too much. We couldn't create clear chances. But if you cannot win, I think the best draw is in the nil-nil. So now we are going to go to the Bernabeu. With the same attitude for our team, exactly the same to play away or to play at home. We are going to have more space. Real Madrid must attack a little bit more. And always I said that playing the first game at home is, you never know what is good. You cannot take too much risks because the goal away is so important. But now we see in the second leg who will play the final.
We've got Rio Ferdinand and Steve McManaman and the Champions League trophy.
Very businesslike today. Yeah. I think, to me personally, we're just talking. I'd be happy if I was a City player today. I think I'd be going there thinking we can get chances, keep a clean sheet and we're through. Even if they get a score drop, they're through. So I'd be quite happy. I'd be content with the results tonight. And it'd fill me with a bit of confidence as long as Ronaldo doesn't come back.
I think both teams will take positives from it. The PR-wise, of course, Zidane will say, we're thrilled to bits with that. Win at home and we're through. And if to win at home at the Bernabeu, you'd expect, every other day of the week, Real Madrid win at home. So they'll be very positive. And Manchester City are saying all the right things as well. Score a goal, get a result there, and they're through. So you can see why both of them. I still think Real Madrid are favourites because if you ever get the opportunity with their history to win at home to get through to the final, which we think Ronaldo will be back, I'd be more than happy to take them.
You often get a bit of cat and mouse in the first legs, particularly of big games, close to the final. One thing it has done is set up the second leg beautifully, which you can, of course, watch next week on BT Sport Live. And we look forward to that. I mean, it really is perfectly balanced.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's great for us, great for the fans to go and watch that. But I think in games like, especially the first leg, you can tighten up. There's a big carrot, a final weight, and the first leg, it's almost cat and mouse, cagey, looking at what they've got. And then second leg, normally the game opens up a little bit and players think, you know what, I've got to go for it. And because you still think you've got a game after this first leg, so you think, I want to go into that with something to play for. And that's what it seemed like for both teams today.
Don't make mistakes tonight. Mm. That was the order of the game, wasn't it? Certainly with Real Madrid, the defence was great. I mean, Manchester City's defence was really strong and they were excellent as well. But you very rarely say that Real Madrid's defence were excellent and really tight and away from home, never give up a chance. Normally, you can see chance after chance at Real Madrid, but they never went forward today.
I'm trying
today.
To remember a time that Real Madrid played in that fashion. Even in the Clásico, where they linked it Mourinho against Barcelona a few weeks ago, they didn't quite play that case. But Jose Mourinho, that
was the way he played, and he's the best at it. He can sit in there and set a team up to counter-attack and be very potent and effectively won the Champions League with Inter Milan doing that. But they weren't happy with that at Real Madrid. Yeah. So Zidane, can he do that for long periods, or will he get away with it because he's in his Zidane? Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see. One thing's for sure, if it hadn't been for Joe Hart, City would be in trouble too. Fabulous.
Yeah, well, that's Madrid were much the better side in the second half, and the stats proved that. But they were just simple corners, weren't they? One, a Casemiro header that Joe Hart saves. He makes a wonderful stop with his feet, doesn't he, this side? Mm. Left foot is out. And very un-Manchester City like to concede a couple of opportunities from corners, but Joe Hart didn't have a lot to do. But wow, when he has to step up to the mark, like he's done on numerous occasions this year in the Champions League, he has been brilliant. This was off Gareth Bale, onto Pepe, bang.
You know what I'd say, Michael? The top keepers, they could be out of the game for 85 minutes. The top keepers produce a save at that moment. There's defining moments in games. There's a lot of keepers who can make saves every other minute, every 10 minutes. When you're out of a game for long periods as a keeper, that's when you need to know that he's there. That one chance comes, he saves you.
Yeah, he's been brilliant.
The restricted Real Madrid company makes such a difference when he comes back, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we said before the game, he's everything about Manchester City. Over the last few years, had a few injuries, but before that he was the best player for Manchester City. And today we saw the best of him on many occasions. He just gives confidence to other players. Otamendi's a better player alongside him. He's strong, he's always on the front foot, he wants to win the ball as early as possible. Sometimes he'll get turned and he'll give away silly fouls, but he tries to win the ball as early as possible and stop attacks at source. And as I said, I like it when other players give other players confidence. A huge part of his artillery that he's got. He instills confidence in others for the way he plays.
I think even vocally he instills confidence, doesn't he, Rio? Because he's a talk of instant company.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Otamendi and Dimichelis, but I don't think their English language is as good. So Vincent Kompany is loud, he's aggressive, and he talks really, really well.
Tell me what it's like. You've had great central defensive partnerships, you know, especially, I suppose, Vidic would be the obvious one that you pick as a. If that other partner is out, how difficult does it then become when somebody's just drafted in?
I think you take it upon yourself to bring that person in and talk them through the game. And I think that's what leaders do. You need them people in the team. But the problem is his company's a leader in this team, and he's always the one that's been out in the last couple of seasons. But you need other people to come in and do that. But creating partnerships is all about a good team. You need partnerships in all areas, the right back and the right centre half, the two centre halves of the left hand side the same, and then the midfield too, which they got with Fernando and Fernandinho. They're building a partnership, and they become partnerships all over the pitch. The forwards then become partners, the wide men and the fullback. So when you create them partnerships, that comes with playing together on a regular basis. You need consistent selection of players to create that,
especially I think central defensively, if you can keep a partnership together, it makes a massive difference.
I think that block of four, as Rio rightly said, Otamendi, Kompany and the two in front, Fernando and Fernandinho, they've got a really good partnership going now together. And defensively, they look strong, don't they? Yeah. It's just now, they have to switch now going forward, especially
like
if David Silva's missing.
Like you said, the communication is key in that, talking and moving people around.
Owen Hargreaves has joined us, our co-commentator, Owen. A bit warmer in here, hopefully. And what did you make of that? Surprised at the Real Madrid approach in particular? Or?
To be fair, I wasn't. I mean, Mac and I have seen Real Madrid in the Champions League against Wolfsburg and Roma, and they were so open. They were so poor, they could have easily gone out in those games. I think Zidane has just made them a little bit more organised, defend really well deep, and the front players can get opportunities. They didn't play great today, but they still could have scored and won that game on on what was a corner. So I think tactically, Zidane, you can see his blueprint on the team already. And I think when they go back to the Bernabeu, I think they'll fancy their chances.
And in terms of Manchester City, I mean, not too much free-flowing football, not many opportunities to score.
Well, I thought the game plan was good for Manchester City. I thought they pressed the ball incredibly well. But I've never seen Sergio Aguero so quiet. And I think the one thing it needed with Real Madrid being so deep and organised, I think it needed midfield runners. I think it needed width and midfield runners. And they never really got there at any point. But I think if they do that, I think they'll get opportunities in the Bernabeu. We've seen them play Real Madrid at home. They'll be open, they'll attack, and I think City have the players to hit them
especially
on the break.
Especially with Ronaldo coming back, mate, you think they'd be more attack-minded next week, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Real Madrid are going to open up. You know,
you know what it's like when you go away from home. I mean, you play at home against these teams and you think, oh, they're not as good as I thought they are. And you go back over to their place and then they all of a sudden become a different team, a different animal altogether. And you can be shocked sometimes if you're not ready.
I actually said to Cristiano before the game, I said, you almost have to be a little bit more defensive in this game. And he said, the Real Madrid way is to attack. We have to play that way. That's the way we play. And they will.
He's kidding you on you. What do we think to Gareth Bale's performance? Steve?
I thought he did well. I thought he was certainly the liveliest centre-forward. If you look at him alongside Benzema, Kessié or Luis Vázquez, he was by far the more dangerous. I just think he was slightly shackled, really. Whenever he went infield, it had come across a bit more.
See, this is where I like to see him, centre of the pitch. This is where I think he's most dangerous. When he was at Spurs, he was causing absolute havoc like this. Yeah. And I think best work is here, central areas. Because once a player like that gets turned behind their midfield and faces up a back four, it's frightening. As I said, I've been there. I've seen these heels going past me and you think to yourself, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going
to
catch him.
He just had a role to play tonight, didn't he? And it looked as if he was just a little bit... Once he passed, he never went today, which you'd expect he would do away from home in a second leg when they needed results. But it looked as if everybody just played on the periphery as if, let's not take any chances.
There was a sense of, we haven't got Ronaldo, wasn't there?
Well, I think the way they set up, you can see it after 2 minutes. You can see what they practice. I mean, you do that all the time, shape. And then they were just dropped into that shape. And I think they came not to lose the game. Mm. And that's exactly what happened. I think Zidane will be happy with their performance.
I think when Marcelo and Carvajal don't go, you know that they've been told, don't you dare go forward.
Do you think, generally speaking, at this level, that City have got enough creativity, if you like, in midfield, especially perhaps when Touré doesn't play?
My only worry of him is you've got the two holding midfielders, Fernando and Fernandinho. Yeah. They've got to get the ball to the front four. Mm. That's the problem. When they won the ball, which they were brilliant at today, it was actually transferring the ball from then defensive areas to
De Bruyne or to the attackers.
And if the ball doesn't go there quick enough, the moment's gone. Yeah.
How big a miss, Owen, is David Silva?
Well, he's massive.
That's my problem.
Oh, he's massive. I mean, we used to call him the Merlin because he was a little wizard. Honestly, he honestly used to just be able to find a pass and to miss him. He's one of the... I mean, Scholes, he was one of the best players I ever played with. But David Silva is one of the smartest players ever. He just finds space. And to not have him, especially when you're going to play on the counter-attack, you need midfield runners. He'll find people.
His ability to turn with the ball in tight areas, very Spanish-like, I just think it's going to be a huge miss. He's a wonderful player. Yeah. And it's really sad, the fact that Pellegrini's already ruling him out now. I think that's a big miss for them.
This is the moment for Touré, Yaya Touré, to come in. And I think most people prefer him in the more advanced areas for this team because he hasn't got the defensive responsibilities then. In the more advanced areas, you maybe have to put De Bruyne wide a little bit and maybe put Touré through the middle.
I think Sterling's got to play, though, with his pace on the counter-attack. Him wide, De Bruyne one, Yaya in that little number 10
position. Leave Navas out, but Pellegrini loves Navas.
He
needs to win the game. He needs to score. Yeah. You know, so I think that's your team. Yaya in that number 10 position. Yeah. And I think that could work beautifully on the counter-attack. They'll create goals.
Certainly away from home as well, doesn't it? Away from home, it's a different type of game plan Manchester City can employ next week. And, you know, Yaya, as we saw, you know, plenty of times away, particularly in Kiev when he scored a good goal, you know, it could be set up for
and
them
Casemiro
to make
doesn't
make
do anything
superstar.
In terms of possession, what I mean? So they can just cancel each other out.
Yeah. I think when you go away to somewhere like the Bernabeu, you need people that are going to have the personality to want to take the ball and believe that I can play in this arena on this stage.
Yaya Touré's
done that throughout his career. Yeah. So someone like him to come in for someone like David Silva, you couldn't ask for much more, really, I don't think. Mm.
And I suppose overall, City will need that compact back four again, won't they? Just to be as solid as they were this evening.
Well, how good was Vincent Kompany? Honestly, when he's in this team, they look completely different. I thought the full-backs were brilliant. Sanya and Clichy as well. Otamendi is probably a little bit too keen at times. Fun. I think if he just keeps that position, City look great. But I think defensively, they were very, very good.
I think over there as well, the key thing is for them is concentration. Mm. I think as a back four, you know, you've been there in these big games. It's that one split second. If one of you switches off, the whole back four are out of shape and out of sync. And you need everyone in sync, in concentration to get the job done.
Can they do it?
I think they can do it, I really do.
I don't. No. I think Madrid will go through now. Now Madrid need to win at home. I think they will do. With Silva and Ronaldo coming back.
They can do it.
But they can do it.
Of course they can do it.
I agree. I think that it's going to be maybe just a bit too much to the last.
It's a tough ask. We've got Gareth Bale waiting for us. He's with Des.
And he's freezing as well, Gary. How does this leave things for the second leg in the Bernabeu, Gareth?
Yeah, very exciting. I think for us to keep a clean sheet here is very important. We would have liked to have nicked a goal, but wasn't to be. It was a cagey match at the start, like I predicted and like it normally is. And opened up a bit more in the second half. We were unlucky not to get a few penalties, but we're happy with the performance, and we'll look forward to the second leg at the Bernabeu.
You said in the tunnel at half-time, I told you it would be cagey, and you were right. But a lot of people were surprised by the way Real Madrid set up, particularly in the first half, very disciplined defensively.
Yeah, we're trying to learn from our mistakes against Wolfsburg. We don't want to go for the kill straight away and almost get ourselves, put ourselves in trouble. But I think it was a disciplined performance in the first half. Second half, then we came out a bit more, came at them, and unlucky not to, as I say, get some penalties and a goal. But we're in a good position now for the home tie.
You talking particularly about the one you had a little challenge with Company and went down?
Well, yeah, that was definitely a foul, but what can you do? The referee didn't seem to give us a lot.
Were you disrupted by the fact that Ronaldo was out and you lost Benzema at half-time? Does that disrupt the rhythm of the side?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Obviously, we knew Chris was injured this afternoon, and obviously Karim had a little problem at halftime. So, the players who come in do a fantastic job. We all are united together, work as a team, and just get on with it.
City players were quite happy with a 0-0. They say they fancy their chances in the Bernabeu. Is it a different kind of game out there?
Yeah, definitely. We're very, very strong at home. The crowd gets behind us. Big pitch, and we like to score goals there. So it's going to be a difficult game, we know that, but one we're really confident about and looking forward to.
Thanks very much, Gareth. See you soon.
Thank you.
Well, interesting thoughts also coming out from Zinedine Zidane's press conference. I'm hearing that until yesterday, both Benzema and Ronaldo thought 100% fit. Last minute change until training. So
yeah, well, in the Spanish papers, it seems to suggest that they were fit and they were all going to play. That, I mean, Gareth Bale, Benzema, and Ronaldo were all fit to play. So it was a big surprise the fact that he didn't play. And I think Cristiano trained okay yesterday. So something must have happened from the training yesterday until lunchtime today, as Gareth alluded to.
I mean, you spoke to him before. He mentioned that he would play in the set. I presume he'll play in the set.
Well, I think what he said was, he said if it was the final, he would have played. But he said, obviously, the stage of the season, if you take a risk now, you know how it is with there's anything. If you get something wrong now and it goes bad, then you miss the end of the season. Yeah. He doesn't want to do that. So.
No, I mean, that's common sense, isn't it? And I suppose they're in a position where they can bring him on.
Exactly, and they can trust in other players that they've got, the Bales, the Benzemas in of the world that were going out there to play. But I think the second half, I think, is what we probably got to expect when we go to Madrid. I think that they will be under pressure, Manchester City, and they'll have to defend and defend well and hopefully hit him on the counter.
Two very well-balanced semi-finals. That's what we've got going into next week. Rio, thank you. Owen, great to see you. Ian, as always, always a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. From all of us here, a very good night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.